Airbus and Boeing, no longer the only planes on the runway.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. As of this morning, Airbus and Boeing have announced about $25 billion in new orders at the Paris Air Show. But the big news is that the heads of both companies have said publicly that their long-held dominance of the market is over. The BBC's Theo Leggett is with us from the Paris Air Show with more. Good morning, Theo.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, Theo, when the heads of Airbus and Boeing say the duopoly is over, what are they talking about? Who are the new players?
Well, they're just recognizing reality, really. At the moment, if you take a plane, you probably will still ride on a Boeing or an Airbus, especially if you're traveling internationally. But at the lower end of the market, regional jets that go shorter distances, there's already a number of players, including Brazil's aircraft manufacturer Embraer and the Canadian manufacturer Bombardier. But China and Russia are waiting in the wings.
Did all the focus on building huge planes like the Airbus A380 or the 787 Dreamliner set the big players, Boeing and Airbus, back?
It may have distracted them a little bit. And frankly, when you look at the 747 Super Jumbo down the runway from me now, you can see why. These things are spectacular. They do make money, but that's not what these companies depend on. They really do need to sell lots of the A320s and the 737s, that kind of thing. And they still will be selling them. It's just there's room for more in the market.
Is the end of the duopoly being seen in the orders that you're seeing at the Paris Air Show?
Not really. Boeing and Airbus are still stacking them in. Airbus is expected to announce the biggest single order for planes that we've ever seen. There is room for more manufacturers in the market, not just Boeing and Airbus. It does mean perhaps that the established manufacturers are going to have to be a bit more on their toes and make sure that they are selling the very best product.
The BBC's Theo Leggett with us from the Paris Air Show. Theo, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, next week, the bankrupt telecom company Nortel Networks is trying to sell off whatever it can, including product patents. As Marketplace's David Gurra reports, those could be worth a lot of money.
Nortel was a telecom titan for a long time, but it took on too much debt.
Well, it kind of melted down.
That's tech analyst Rob Enderle. Lawyers were set to auction off some 6,000 patents yesterday, but ZDNet.com editor Larry Dignan says that because of significant interest, they decided to wait a week.
They might as well have said, we're delaying this a week because we have a bidding war on our hands and we're going to hang back and see what happens.
A lot of companies have checked out the merchandise. Google was prepared to bid almost $1 billion. So why is this stuff worth so much? Analysts say a company wants to have lots of patents so that if it gets sued for violating one, it can countersue.
And then the two parties kiss and make up, swap a few billion, and you're done.
Dignan says Google's a young company without a diverse patent portfolio, and rivals have sued it over its Android operating system. Dignan says with these patents, Google could build up its arsenal. I'm David Gurra for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up this morning across Europe and Asia. We'll get earnings from Barnes & Noble today. Analysts will be looking to see how the company's e-reader, the Nook, is selling. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow gained 76 points to close at 12,080.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance, trained local agents committed to small business success. More at 1-866-200-4BIZ. For the latest business news, go to marketplace.org and click on the newsletters tab to get business and economic news delivered to you daily, right now to your inbox.
Today, the Food and Drug Administration will unveil 9 new graphic warning labels that'll start appearing on cigarette packs next year. Think pictures of rotting teeth. The tobacco industry is already adjusting to tougher regulations with new products like electronic cigarettes. One e-cigarette maker called Blue Cigs has even introduced a smart pack that alerts you when you're around other users. Marketplace's Sean Cole is a smoker, and he went to try it out.
The Blue Cig Smart Pack looks like a normal flip-top box of cigarettes, except it's hard plastic. You keep your replacement cartridges in there. It's also totally sci-fi. Say you're out for a casual stroll with your Blue Cig.
Smoking my e-cigarette in New York.
And another Blue Sig user is standing on the corner. When you come within 50 feet of each other,
I wish I had someone to talk to.
Both of your packs start vibrating and flashing a blue light.
There must be someone nearby.
That guy.
Hey. Who is also, oh, look.
Is that your buzzer?
You smoke, yeah. You smoke blue.
You know, these things are great.
I think they're positively disgusting.
Really?
No.
Of course, this is just a simulation. The company did lots of these in its market testing.
It's funny to watch people look around and look for the person and go, hey, hey, and they hold their pack up.
Jason Healy is the president of Blue Sigs. He says the smart pack is supposed to help his half million or so customers commune in person, just like many of them do online. Plus, you can set it to transmit your Facebook and Twitter profiles, in case you don't feel like kibitzing with the other Blue user right away.
While you guys may not have spoken or you didn't speak in depth, your packs have exchanged whatever information you both want people to know about you or don't want to know.
Now, there are dozens of models of e-cigs, new brand names all the time. Blue Sigs go for around $70 right now. The Smart Pack will cost about $80. So the question is, will enough Blue devotees make the switch?
Is there a way to turn off the social networking feature of it?
There is.
Okay.
Angelique Audibray is a 40-year-old housewife in Virginia. She's been using Blue Sigs for about a year and a half, and she's not too interested in vibrating her way toward other users.
I don't go out and do the clubbing, and, you know, I'm married, so I don't date. It's unnecessary for me.
But she says she probably will buy the Smart Pack down the road, if only because it's easier to recharge the battery now. Reactions to it on the e-cigs forums range from, that's cool, to, that's creepy. But just like any innovation, e-cigs in general have fostered a lot of excitement. Be warned, though, mutual excitement does not necessarily lead to friendship.
Actually, if you turned your Facebook function on, I can chat later on Facebook.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
I'm Sean Cole for Marketplace.
And finally, to 47th Street in Manhattan, where a guy is using a styrofoam cup, tweezers, and a butter knife to look for tiny fragments of jewelry hidden in the sidewalks of the city's Diamond District. According to the New York Post, the urban prospector, as he's called, nets more than $800 a week and a fair amount of used chewing gum. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The Egyptian government needs to come up with some new housing. It has to be affordable. They need it fast, so they're borrowing time-tested designs.
It is a way something like the kibbutz.
Boy, I'm Kai Rizdal, creating communities and deserting the Nile. Next time on Marketplace, we'll have the day's business news and the numbers from Wall Street as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.